stage. Yeah, no, it was cool. We arrived there and we got given a reception in Vienna at the British Embassy by the British ambassador, because I guess no Brits get given awards there usually, and so it was kind of seen as a big thing. So it was a
so weird.
It was so weird.
How soon was it before you were looking for hidden cameras?
We thought all the way through that it's going to be a big joke.
Yeah, you really would.
But yeah, it's apparently we do have the poo. So
we got the poo. We brought it back. Yeah.
Did you bring it in today?
No, we don't. We don't.
Yeah,
we don't carry the poo. What do you think? The poo is safe. And what's it? Is it just going to be forever now?
The podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Or the brand, I guess. So because it's not just the podcast, is it? Because there's books and things.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I guess QI will go on forever. I guess. Yeah. And fish. QI will die before us.
Well,
you think?
QI has only got until Z, right?
Oh, yeah,
and
that's true.
It's only like another 10 years or something, or 8 years.
Yeah.
Can you not just start again?
We could do.
Because everyone will be dead, won't they?
That's true. Just use the same
just start again.
Material.
One thing I worked out is if QI gets to the end of the alphabet, then we'll be the show with the most Christmas specials of any TV show ever.
Oh, cool.
We'll overtake Last of the Summer Wine.
That's really good. That's why he earns the big bucks, eh?
Only a quizzer would preempt the question and go, hang on, that's me. I know, I'll remember that if it ever comes up. No, I'm interested in that, though, because I know you do all the stuff in that, and, you know, you are sort of, you're busy people. You always come across as busy people anyway, which is part of the battle, isn't it, to make it look like you're busy.
But you are
busy people, so you are constantly working, and I just wonder genuinely where you see this actually, because it can kind of only get bigger, I think.
Well, that's kind of why we went to America, right? Because we wanted to. It's like a really big market of lots of people who speak English, and so if
thanks
we can,
for explaining America to me.
Some people speak Spanish there, number of us.
And Mexican, but they are diminishing.
But yeah, that's like a place where we can get lots more listeners. You know, the UK. I don't know if we can get many more here.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, you're doing a movie. You kind of look. You go, what's the next thing that we can do that makes it feel like it's fresh and keep going? Because otherwise, I mean, we could, in theory, at this point, just do the podcast in the office and keep it at that. And probably the numbers, as we have them at the moment, are good enough that we could sustain a while of just doing that. But it's boring for us because you're sitting on something that allows you to have fun. You know, if you hear someone might want a book, you think, well, great. When do you ever get that kind of opportunity? Let's turn the podcast. But we as I said, it's not a compilation. We use no material from the podcast. We write an entire fresh book. Do you remember when I said that earlier when you got that wrong? Yeah.
It's a compilation of words. All books are, mate. Calm your tits.
I've never heard you say that before.
There's an election coming up. What are you fucking upset about this for? All the things.
No,
go on.
No, it's just like, that's the fun of it, isn't it? Doing a movie, doing a, you know, trying to do something different with it. And the big thing next year, I think, is we hopefully are going to go back to America because it's, you know, there's territories where people are definitely not listening to us, where we could hope to try and make them listen to us. And that's the plan.
I think when you make something, not when you make something, when something sounds fun to people who are listening to it remotely, who aren't actually in the room with you, I think people can sometimes not understand that some days it isn't. And people can sometimes not understand that sometimes it becomes a formula and it becomes, you know, quite restrictive in terms of what you're doing. So I do think either that way lies bitterness, or, as you say, you expand beyond that and you do things that stop the original concept being boring.
I think that's a really good point, because we just did
finally
after 3 years of coming back.
Right. That's all I wanted. Clip that.
We just did a mini UK tour where we did bits for the audiobook. So we did the same show like for 4 nights, and then we took the best of all the ones and then put it into the audiobook as live bit. But because it was the same show for 4 nights, I mean, we made different jokes, but it did kind of get a little bit. We didn't have as much fun with it.
Yeah, it's boring. Yeah.
Yeah, imagine being an actor.
I know.
Yeah. But at least those are like well written. Like, these are just us repeating our shitty sentences over and over.
Or your compilation bits.
But it's cool, like tiny things like on this last UK tour, we do the podcast, but you have to do a first half, so we always put something new together.
Yeah.
James this year did a thing where he sang with a guitar.
He
wrote a proper song based on
track. Proper song.
It was Baby Shark. It was Baby Shark adapted to sort of adult themes. Nice. And yeah.
When you said adult themes, it wasn't sex. No
sex.
What are adult themes then?
Oh, just talking about Putin and yeah, exactly. Elections. Yeah. But that was really cool because we ended up our biggest gig that we've ever done. We managed to play at the Hammersmith Apollo. It was amazing. We got James suddenly doing a guitar song.
How many were in there, though?
Oh, just they had to add extra seats. It's one of those odd situations where it was too full. This doesn't happen much, but.
It's time for fanfare. For Fanamina. Go on, carry on. Stupid Apollo thing.
No, but just that's tiny, tiny little ways where individually as well, things can be kept fresh for ourselves. Like James is now someone who feels like he's done like that's a massive thing. You played a song at the Hammersmith Apollo.
Yeah, I mean it was Baby Shark, but yeah.
Yeah,
don't
sure.
matter though, because the way, because the sort of attitude you display, that's like a number one for you, isn't it? It's like you just swan about telling people that you've done. It's I've done a song at the Hammersmith Apollo. Have you? No.
It's genuinely one of my favourite actual songs, Baby Shark, as well.
It's a good.
Of course, it would be. Yeah. So what? So in that moment, though, so even though it's a joke, but in that moment, that must be quite a cool thing to do.
Kind of, but I'm mostly shitting myself.
We are terrified, yeah.
Because one time, like, my guitar didn't work and we were
in... What do you mean it didn't work?
As in the...
Sorry. Just hitting the strings and nothing was happening.
It just wasn't working. I was just banging it against the floor and it was just making these weird noises.
James, I've heard some excuses. My guitar didn't work.
So, like, the amps weren't working, let's say.
Okay, sorry.
And so
yeah,
it just sounded like I was really earnestly singing
right,
Baby
nice.
Shark
a cappella,
you know. And then there was another time when one of the strings snapped and stuff. So basically just hoping nothing goes wrong.
Well, and also, James is so new to playing live. The song obviously has a beat where you can come in with claps. Every time the audience clapped, that was
it really put
worst
me off.
Case Did scenario. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really hated it. Yeah. I was like, be quiet. I'm trying to do a bloody song. And they were just laughing and clapping.
Yeah, crowd's like, yeah, we're with you, James. Like,
shut up.
Shut up.
I've got monitors.
Yeah. Well, look, you've broken the guitar with your clapping.
Couldn't afford earpiece. That's good to New York. I always have the same sort of conclusion with you lot, which is that I'm always really begrudgingly impressed. No, you know what I mean? I think I say this every year, though.
Yeah, yeah.
That it is like, because I'm more based on rivalry, me. You know, in my head, do you know what I mean? I'm like, no, I'm better than them. No, if you're working the same thing, it's like, no, they couldn't touch the fucking PowerPoint, what they do. And that sort of feeling. So it's always slightly uncomfortable for me to go, okay, well done. That's yeah, that is actually, that is the sort of thing that I preach myself, you know, about sort of expanding on it and keeping it going and keeping it fresh and all that. And I guess I get a bit envious and then you come in and just prod that every year.
We're just trying to keep you on your toes, that's all.
I think you're going to make me quit.
No, you've got your movie coming out. We're excited to see the movie.
Yeah.
It's sold out though at Prince Charles, so we can't get tickets.
Well, so Billy Big Bollocks here can't get tickets to a shitty independent film at the Prince Charles?
Well, I can probably... I mean, I can.
How?
Well, you'll probably just speak to Prince Charles
I'll
himself.
Prince Charles.
Are you using that royal box on there?
Andrew seat's free, right? Can I just shove in there?
Well, here's the thing. What I can tell you is I think there's one ticket left.
Is there?
It's not. It's sold out on the site.
Our tickets.
Oh, right. Okay.
So held back to it. So industry tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
There's one left.
Can I have it?
Duke it out.
I don't
just
know
pretend
what it is.
You want it.
Oh, Dan, I really do want that
okay,
ticket.
James can have it.
That, I reckon that was less than a second. And it destroyed me. It was, okay, James can have it. And you haven't even finished a sentence before he went, oh, fuck. And it absolutely rips my heart out of that then. That That's horrible, isn't
well,
it?
As good as it gets your ego down a little bit. Once a year, they pop in.
My ego's not out of control. I'm on fucking football.
It's not now, is it?
I was swan out of here after I'd done the show going, guess what I was just doing in there? Check me out, everyone. If it's still there, you can have it.
Can I? I'd love
yeah.
to come.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I can't, I can't guarantee you that.
No, no, of course. Well, I'll tell you what, if I can have it, just leave me a voicemail and I'll not see you there.
I've got your email address, haven't I? Oh, have I? I might not have.
I don't know.
Send me your email address.
Where?
My number's on the voicemail. Send me your email address and I'll send it on to the promo company.
Okay, cool.
And if that ticket's still left, you can have it.
Yeah, amazing.
Okay.
Wicked.
And that's me on the record now saying there are none left.
Oh, wow. So yeah.
Left, yeah.
Cool.
Definitely not. I told you I'd bring it back to me, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dangled the carrot of a ticket.
Yeah.
No problem at all. Well, look, I've got to... I don't know if you've ever heard of Jar Wobble.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've just been talking to him.
How was he?
He was awesome.
Really nice
yeah,
guy.
Really nice guy.
Was he cross? I'm not taking the piss when I'm doing that thing, by the way. I think that track's genuinely beautiful that I keep playing.
Yeah.
But I think it's funny to do it like Classic FM over it.
We don't listen to you next door. We talk to each other in that room. So I imagine he's not even listening right now.
Wow.
Is that what you thought happened?
Wow. Well, your show's called Escape from Planet Trash. It's on at the Peasants until 22nd of December. I like all the things you've done with the octopuses outside. That's all we're interested in.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I've got to go and promote the book of the year, 2019, in a bit.
It's out. It's already out.
24th of October. Does that get shorter every year? It wasn't that early last year, was it?
No, it has changed from last year.
Actually, it was earlier last year, yeah. And then it's returned to the... I think we were on the 18th last year, and then this year, back to the usual.
That's nice. Daily Mail says it's packed with killer facts.
They're right.
That's what the press release.
Balance that up. Difficult one, that, isn't it?
It is.
Daily Mail said it, so yeah. You got a shout about it, but...
I know.
Daily Mail, wasn't it?
We were in the Daily Mail on Saturday. Huge double-faced Fred. Couldn't tell anyone.
Were you? So what was... And how was that?
I mean, it's great when you see it. It's a double page spread, but
I had
obviously
a good review in the Daily Mail once.
They sell all their papers.
They do, and with the best review we ever got was the Mail on Sunday. It was the first book, and it was written by one of my heroes, Craig Brown, who's if you've ever read Private Eye, he does this diary parody thing,
okay,
which is absolutely brilliant, and he's just a great satirist. And he gave us a 5-star review. It was amazing, and couldn't tell anyone. Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Just because of where it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I agree with that. I agree that, you know, I don't like seeing people tweet about Daily Mail reviews or anything.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's tough, yeah.
Yeah,
when you
weigh up your own sort of feelings against that.
Yeah.
On your Twitter, I think that we both really like going to each other's houses.
Yeah, do you think?
Yeah, I do.
Cool.
Have you got a lot of crap in your house as well?
I think his looks better.
Actually, you're not allowed to put any of yours on display, are you?
No.
Are you not really?
No, it's a very sort of Scandinavian chic theme we've got going. So when I bring out my Marx Brothers lamps or my Morgan Mindy dolls from the 1970s.
So what do you have like a little cupboard?
No, I haven't. They're in a cupboard.
Hidden away?
Yeah, but they're not. It's not like a, you know, trophy cupboard. They're packed away.
No, I mean,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'd leave her. No, but you can't be right for each other.
Well,
no, think about the logic of that.
No, I'm not gonna hang on. I'm not gonna entertain that. I'm not gonna let you break up my marriage by ceding that.
No, think about that. You can't be right for each other.
Why?
Because if you're right for each other, then it would be, oh, I love all your stuff, I love all your stuff as well. Oh, then have it all out everywhere.
No, that's too boring. That's too compatible. I like arguments. I like
No, I don't think you're how long have you been together for?
5 years, 6 years. Don't remember.
Straight away.
But I can tell you the day I bought my Morgan Mindy toy.
Yeah. I've got a C-3PO in my house now, full size.
Do you?
Full size.
Built it myself.
That's really cool. Wow. You built it yourself?
To go with my R2-D2 that I built myself.
Wow.
Just got it out.
So what? And where is it? Is it just sitting in the hallway?
In my office.
You got an office.
Got a Stormtrooper in my kitchen.
Do you?
Yep.
Do need to leave my wife.
Yeah. I mean, I'd live alone.
No, you don't. Those are your friends.
They do sometimes talk.
Yeah.
Hey, look, best luck with it as always. You don't need any luck with it. You always do well with it. And I'll probably see you next year.
Yeah,
I hope so.
For sure, yeah.
It's the only reason we release the books.
Yes. Imagine if I got sacked off and you'd be like, oh, we've gone to print. James Harkin and Dan Schreiber, thank you ever so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Collar your mates about the vinyl.
Yes, yeah. And I'll check your voicemail to get that email address off you. Just so I can get my ticket.
Sounds like you're lying even when you talk.
I know I'm just going to ask someone outside for your email address.
Exactly, like, I can just give it to you. I think I'll just
exactly,
be a lot easier.
Like,
just be a lot easier if I do that.
Have you all quite finished? By radio, home of the double play, also home of the air conditioning unit that's not working, so Nat's in a bit of a panic because at the moment it's blowing out hot air in the studio and she doesn't want to bring a guest in when it's all hot air. So quickie song and we'll sort it out.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V. Yeah. Is he a good dancer?
What do you mean, is he a good dancer?
Well, how did he dance?
Close. Very, very close.
Not the songs. The song's finished.
I'm stress eating.
Where's my guest?
I think he might be in the loo.
Where's my guest gone?
Oh, there he is, yeah.
Oh, no. Has he really not left?
No, he's in the loo, I think, isn't
he? Oh, okay. Basically, what's happening... Hello, listener. What's happening at the moment is everyone's running around in a panic because they can't find Jar Wobble.
Lost Jar Wobble.
And they think that I'm upset him when he's been listening to the playback of the show. That he might have just gone home. And I've not been taking the piss.
No, you haven't, no.
I'm genuinely not.
I think don't stop saying that, because it sounds like you have.
Well, what you've got to stop doing is eating on air.
Well, stop. I didn't know. I was stress eating some biscuits.
It's one of the saddest things I've ever heard in my life.
Right?
Stress eating biscuits.
Anyway, you have a
what
tweet.
What biscuits you're having?
The Festive Friends Cadbury's chocolate ones. They're really nice.
They're just Cadbury's animals, aren't they? Rebranded.
Really good.
Go on.
Nikki. Has Ian ever started hearing things that weren't there in the rain sounds? Sometimes I hear weird clicks, or if I've just woken up, it's as if the noise has gone, then slowly fades back in. That's like hereditary with the clicks, isn't it?
Interesting comments, that is. Because I'll tell you what, I'll tell you what they do, Nikki. Thank you for your tweet. I'll tell you what they do. I think sometimes, because certainly on the Nature Space app that I've got, it's 3D sound or holographic sound, I think they call it, whatever they call it. Sometimes it can make you feel like there's a noise downstairs.
Oh, really?
Do you know what I mean? If you're just half awake, you can be like, yeah. Was that in here or was that downstairs?
Because
it's like stereo all over the place. So sometimes that. I don't think I hear weird clicks.
Have you seen Hereditary?
Yeah.
Because that's the noise that reminds me of that. And if I heard those weird clicks, I'd...
I hated Hereditary.
Did you?
But I hated it because of my own life at the time.
What were possessed?
I wasn't obsessed. No, I was. It was quite a traumatic time in my life, and I then went to the cinema and saw a lot of hysteria and screaming and crying and stuff.
Yeah,
and I just found it too much.
The film was. I didn't know anything about it. Same with Midsommar, actually. Same director.
I've bought Hereditary since, by the way. I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah, because I didn't know anything about it until I saw it, and some of the things happened in Hereditary, I didn't see them coming, and I was like, oh my god.
Okay. In Hereditary.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the plot thing. But
there's a few things in it, isn't there, where it tips you upside down. But as you say, Midsommar did exactly the same.
Yeah, I really. Didn't
I knew
know.
Nothing about Midsommar. When
no,
I
me neither.
It.
And I deliberately thought, because you said that you had to sit in your car after you
came
out of the cinema,
physically sick.
And I thought, okay, I actually don't want to know. I kind of think it's about a cult, but I don't know. So let me just go in and see. And then I saw it. Like, oh Christ, it's long.
Well, your form for this sort of thing is normally now to tell the listener exactly what happens in it.
There is a big spoiler on next week's show, which I didn't realise was quite a spoiler, because the person is on the poster, so it's not a spoiler that he's in the film, but you said it was a spoiler.
On next week's show, we should be talking about Bad Times at El Royale, which I watched recently and really loved, and then you blurted out something that I consider a spoiler for that film.
I didn't realise it
was
a spoiler.
I think it is. Right. So, well, we're in a good position here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Because we can say, right, if you've got any interest in watching Bad Times at El Royale and you listen to this show, you're going to have to listen to it this week. You're going to have to watch it this week.
Because as you know, the tradition, we didn't do it this show. We normally have our movie chat in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
We've saved it for this section of the show today.
We didn't do it this week because we were doing our pop songs.
We did pop songs first.
Yeah.
We did do that.
Why do you keep looking over there?
Because I'm just looking at Abby and see what Abby's saying.
Abby, what have you got? Can't find him. He's genuinely walked
away. Oh, no. Is he doing anything? He's what? What's she saying?
She said that she's texting him and she doesn't know where he is. Well, there's two things going on here, isn't
Great.
There? One could be brilliant, one could be awful. One thing could be like, he could be lost somewhere or trapped in a cupboard.
Well, he wouldn't
in the
be,
building.
Would he?
And the second thing is that he's walked because I've played his song too many times.
Well, yeah, I don't know. They've just said they got on really well with him. I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure he's just, it's a big building.
Well, I mean, we're running out of time now and there's no sign of him.
That is true. Give me the biscuits.
Watch what is it? Because by all rights, he should be in the studio right now.
Well, I mean, to be fair, you normally run late for interviews anyway.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that.
No, that's true. So he, but
so he's not thinking. Hang on a minute, they're always late for interviews.
No, he won't be.
He's thinking I turned up on time.
Oh, he got in really early as well.
Yep.
He got it before 5.
But did he know he was meant to be at 5:30?
Yeah, of course. Well, I don't know.
And he knows it's now 5:36.
Yeah. Oh God.
So was he, like you told me he was in Public Image Limited and
yeah,
all
he
that?
Yeah, he was, yeah, with John Lydon. Yeah.
All them troublemakers and that.
I people, wouldn't say they were
that's the sort of thing that Lydon would do, that. Or if I didn't have an ace, fuck off. And then get
that's
gone.
A good impression of John
yeah,
Lydon.
Was it?
Have we tried, we've texted him out, we tried calling him. Yeah, let's try calling him. Is it ringing or is it just going straight to voicemail?
Voicemail. Just voicemail gone. Well, if because you're feeling so fraught, Nat.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. This is not how I planned it.
Because you're feeling stressed out.
Yeah.
Right. I think really my only option at this point, okay, because I should be interviewing somebody right now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're feeling stressed out. I'm
playing the song, I think I've got time for a wee and a cup of tea.
I'm
so
basically holding back because I don't want to be too contentious and start people names and stuff. So I won't do that.
Hold up.
If he's upset, then obviously that's how he feels. But
that was not
the intention whatsoever.
No.
Right? He'll get a shitload of PRS.
Mm.
Me playing the song.
Is that the fifth time today that you've played it?
But as you are feeling a bit tense, what better way to pass a few moments than to listen to Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell with Fanfare. Now, don't laugh, because...
No, I'm not.
With Fanfare for Phenomena. At work don't necessarily go to plan. Moments happen out of the blue. Things beyond our control. I hope the stress of the studio isn't impacting on your lives as you listen. If they are, then just sit back, relax, and listen to Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell. Fanfare for Phenomena. As I am here in the studio, I'm all alone here. I can see Abby through the window, but Nasty's gone to the toilet. No sign of Jar Wobble. He was, of course, going to be promoting his UK tour of Chokeslam. It's in January and February. Every chance he'll have left before the interval. But for the time being, let's relax and listen to Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell with Fanfare for Phenomena. Nat's on the phone to the PR company. I've just had a text from Barry Dodds, who said quite simply, what the fuck is that song you keep playing?
Well, Barry, I feel like you're going to hear it a couple more times before six.
I'll explain that, Barry.
And now, it's a soothing calm for a December afternoon.
December
afternoon.
Christmas on the way. What better time to listen to Jar Wobble? And Bill Laswell. With their track, Fanfare. Phenomena. There's still 1 minute and 36 seconds left. We'll still have a nice relax.
It's too late for a cup of tea.
Listen to Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell. The missing in action Jar Wobble.
He was here.
Fanfare. For Phenomena. Right now, 47 seconds left.
Drive time.
Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell. Hope you're driving safely, by the way.
Oh, how's Joseph? How's your journey going?
Fanfare for Phenomena. Let's enjoy the last pleasing strains for the final time. Of course, Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell with a track, Fanfare for Phenomena. Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell, Fanfare Phenomena. So it's looking like Jar Wobble has had a wobble and has jarred off.
I can't find him.
Well, what am I meant to do with that?
Well, I don't know.
What are your thoughts on that? So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't know.
In real life now, so radio aside, I know we're doing it. Mm. But what are your thoughts on that? On that situation?
My thoughts are that I'm hoping that he... Well, not hoping.
You hope he's had an accident?
No, I'm hoping that he's left for a personal reason rather than...
But you'd still say, surely, you would just put your head around and say, I'm so sorry, I've got to go, something's happened.
I would do that, yeah.
You wouldn't just... I know the times that I've flounced out of somewhere.
Oh, right, you've said bye.
Unannounced. I've not said bye.
You wouldn't say bye,
so I've done that at castings and stuff where I've gone, do you know what, fuck this.
Right, and you just left.
Yeah.
I'm piecing together the beginning of the show.
Well, it's whatever provoked that, isn't it? Because, I can say hand on heart, genuinely, I'm not taking the piss out of his music at all. I'm genuinely not.
No.
That music that I keep playing, do you remember it? I can play it again if you want.
I do remember it.
That music is perfectly in line with what I'm doing with that low voice and relaxing
soothing,
thing.
Yeah, soothing sounds.
It's not a piss take at all.
No.
So I would argue... that if it's because of that, if it's a...
We don't know, but I'm wondering what he heard in the green room that he didn't like. Well, if he didn't like something, I don't
know. Could have been
you. Could have been me.
Because we're all presuming now it's me that's upset him, and it could have
been
you.
Could have been me, you're quite right.
Maybe just didn't like you.
Didn't like the sound of me.
Didn't want to be anywhere near you.
He was like, oh, I'm not sure about that, I've got to leave.
Maybe he saw that tweet about the massive credit card and was like, fucking, I'm not going near a giant.
That's probably what it's not the first time that's happened.
Don't care what dates I've got to sell.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Could be that.
what we can conclude.
Yeah.
We've still got to fill 40 minutes, by the way.
I know we have.
But what we can conclude is that the PR company that he came from also are the PR company that on next week's show.
Guest on next week's show, yeah.
Sent a guest who just simply didn't answer the phone.
Didn't answer the phone.
When we called them.
Had him on before, we didn't answer the phone today.
So, for whatever reason, that is.
Maybe Jawabble will have a word with him. Oh, we've already recorded it.
Maybe
like,
that's
pretend.
What's happened. Yeah, maybe,
pretend.
Maybe next week's guest is text Jawabble.
Yeah, and he's like, I wouldn't.
Maybe PR could be have pulled him out completely. But that's
maybe that's, but it's already happened, the show, so it's
yeah.
weird.
What I won't have
yeah.
is I shan't be dictated to about the content of my own show.
No, but
so
I feel like there's a
I shan't
lot of
be dictated
here.
To about my behaviour when my behaviour hasn't been. I mean, of all the things that I've done on this show
yeah.
and said about other people and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the things, that is high level sort of flouncery, isn't it?
If that's what happened, the problem is we don't know, do we? Because we can't get hold of the PR and we can't get hold of him.
Is there a chance he went to the toilet downstairs?
Yeah.
And couldn't get back in through the door because of the lock?
Yeah, but we sent Michael to go to the toilet. The
toilet's been checked.
Yeah, they've checked the toilet. The toilet done sweep of the toilet.
Let's do you know what? Let's go into emergency mode.
Okay.
Let's just work this out. So, toilet has been checked for Jawabble.
And did we check the ladies' toilets as well?
Have we checked the ladies' toilets for Jawabble?
Oh, no, I just went in there. There was someone in there.
Cleaning cupboards. We checked those.
We didn't check
He could
the
have got
cupboards.
Disorientated and gone into a cleaning club cupboard and just locked himself in there.
Did he definitely go to the toilet? Abby doesn't even know that he went to the toilet.
Is there a chance he's been arrested?
Well, if he didn't go, if he went to the toilet, he wouldn't have asked how to get to the toilet, which means he could have gone anywhere.
That's true.
Could have gone anywhere in the building, right?
So he could be locked somewhere
in
this building
somewhere
now,
in this
panicking.
Building. Yeah, but his phone is ringing. It's not going straight to voicemail.
Has he got his phone with it? Have we? When we've called the phone,
it's ringing.
Have we checked that the phone isn't still in the green room?
No.
We've not checked that, so we should be checking that.
Okay.
Abby has checked that. It's not in the green room, so we can conclude. The Jawabble's phone.
It's not in the green
room. Is with Jawabble, okay. Wherever he may be.
Okay. But he's not on a tube because it's ringing.
He's not on a tube, so there's a chance. Again, I'm preempting here. Is there a chance he's waiting for me outside?
Yeah, there is quite a. Yeah, there could be a chance of that.
What does he look like? Is he a big bloke?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not big, but I feel like.
I mean, like, thick set, you know what I mean?
I feel like. Well, I don't think he could fight you necessarily.
Is he an hard man? Does he look like an hard man?
You make up your own mind.
At the moment, you're just Googling Holly Valance for some reason.
Because he remixed one of her songs.
Let's have a look. Let's have a look at Joel. Okay, okay.
What do you think?
I could see him checking against me.
Yeah.
For no good reason.
Might have done.
That'd be a shame, though, wouldn't it?
I think he would have got on really well, to be honest.
That's really the tragedy of all this now.
It's a tragedy, you're quite right. Big tragedy.
More than anything else, isn't it?
What do you think?
But then if he took against me from listening to the last interview.
Oh, so they were nice. They're like friends of the show.
Yeah, but if he's taking it at face value and thinking that we're genuinely falling out.
You did say to them they were being cunty, didn't you?
Yeah, maybe that.
And was like, oh,
maybe it's that
don't want
upsetting.
Him speaking to guests like that. Yeah.
But if he's hanging around with Johnny Rotten, surely there's a bit.
I mean,
of
I think that was a long time ago. I don't think that.
Do you think he might have left Public Image Limited because Johnny Rotten was doing F's and C's?
I don't know. I would like to have asked him that. That would have been a good question. And you had some questions written down for him, didn't you?
I did have loads of questions, and they were all promoting his tour.
Yeah, a lot.
But as it stands now, I don't feel like I can, in good faith, promote that tour.
It's a shame we didn't get Bill Laszlo on, really.
I could have told you when he was in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Or Glasgow.
What do you know if he might not stay there?
I said that in one of my links.
Where is he?
I said he might have left by the interval.
Where is he in London? Jazz Cafe. Seems like a good fit for him.
Well, what I'll say is I don't like. I'm not bothered.
Okay.
Why would I be bothered? I'd never heard of him before today.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean.
I actually really like that song.
I know, but yeah.
I find it really genuinely relaxing.
Yeah.
He's got PRS money from that, so he's come out of that all right, hasn't he?
Yeah, played that he has.
4 times on this show.
Well, I worry that
and
he made
play
the trip
it one
here.
Time next.
I don't know where he's come from. He might come from like South London or somewhere.
Yeah, but we didn't chuck him out.
No, that's true. That is true.
He's not been flung out. He's not got here and gone, I know. I know, sorry, Jar. Ain't got no room for you today, mate. If he's left of his own accord, then he's, you know.
That is true. I just worry. I don't feel like I want to go home because just in case he's like somewhere
waiting
in the building on floor 2 or something.
He knows
going.
That I'm going to the Lego store.
Well, is that what he heard from the green room? Did you say
he could be outside the Lego store waiting for me to turn up?
Did you say Leicester Square? Is that the only one?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, probably is there then. Probably
what if he's
going
to mug me for my Batmobile?
Well, that's probably what the plan is. It's the obvious next step, isn't it, to leave here and go straight to the Lego store in Leicester Square? Where else would you go? Yep.
I'd love that to be relayed.
Guess what? The guest from next week's show just texted Abby asking if we can do 11 a.m.
What?
Tomorrow, 11 a.m. tomorrow.
What the fuck?
It's gone a bit mad, hasn't it?
So in next week's show, we had a guest that just didn't answer the phone.
Didn't answer the phone at 2 p.m.
And he's now text saying, can we do 11 a.m. tomorrow morning? Well, I can't.
No, I can't.
I can say that I definitely can't.
No, none of us can. We can't do that tomorrow, because that's when your show's not on tomorrow at 11 a.m.
I'll be at home
mate. Exactly, right? Well, you know, at least we know it's not a personal thing, because earlier we weren't sure if it was a thing. Now we know that, like...
So we know that one hasn't got the huff with me.
No, he hasn't got the huff with you.
But the other one almost certainly has.
That's what we're assuming. Until we hear otherwise, I don't know.
You've always got to give it benefit of the doubt,
exactly,
haven't you?
Exactly, right?
But then again, I'll be angry at myself for giving it benefit of the doubt if it turns out that he has just flounced off.
Well, no one's... Have we tried both of the PR people, Abby? Yeah, we have, yeah. We've tried both.
I mean, at the
them.
Moment, even if he walks into that studio now, we can't do anything, but we can't do the interview now, can we not?
No, we can't, but we could get him to introduce his track.
That's my job.
Sorry, that is your job, sorry.
I always do that, I do that really well.
Yeah, but we could just do a little remix of it and get him to introduce his own track.
Right, should I put a song on?
Yeah, I think you should.
And then what should we do?
I think the next song's probably going to be long enough to take us up to the end of the show.
Do you want to come to the Lego store?
Do I come to the loo?
Lego store.
Oh, yeah, go to the Lego store.
Don't want
to
go on my own.
Well, I'm just saying he might be there. You know what he looks like.
What if he punches me or something?
He won't do that.
What if he does?
Why would he do that?
Well, why would he flounce out and just leave?
We don't know. It's flounce
because
out.
I was. What a bizarre reason to leave a radio station because someone's playing your song.
Yeah.
What a weird thing to do that is.
If that's the reason, we don't know that's the reason.
Give a reason.
He was here and now he's not.
Why make a statement without letting anyone know what it's for?
I don't know. Maybe he wasn't never really real.
Like, if I just went now, do you know what? I'm going.
Yeah, but you've said it.
And just went.
You said it.
Yeah, but if I didn't say why.
Imagine if you just, like, now just walked out, but no one knew why. We couldn't hear from you. Like, what's happened? That's weird. Ian just left middle of Jar Wobble song.
Sorry, Barry Dodds has just sent me a message saying he tweeted 29 minutes ago.
What did he say?
# wobble watch.
Is that what he tweeted?
No, I think that's Barry's
edition. Okay. Yes.
Hey, Barry, give us a call. We've got a gap here for a guest for 3 minutes.
Barry's
CSI in here at the moment. Won't believe it.
Oh, yeah, but PR are a little bit worried now.
Everyone's throwing up ideas of where he is and what's happened.
Well, what we do know is that... I thought that was him. My concern
is that he's all right.
Me too, because we found out he got the train to London especially for this. So it seems unlikely that he would walk out of a green room.
But if he's not all right, it's going to be terrible, this show, isn't it? You have to delete this.
This whole show will have to go.
Do you think?
You just said that, delete this.
No, I mean, it's certainly the last 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, the last 20 minutes.
Well, there's been an edge of like, oh, if he's walked out, and that's a pricky thing to do.
Oh, yeah. I reckon he hasn't, maybe.
Well, then where is he?
I don't know, like, because we were saying about the toilet. No one showed him the toilet downstairs.
So maybe, I mean, he looks old enough to go to the toilet, mate.
No, but he wouldn't know there's a toilet downstairs, would he?
Nobody showed him how to do toilet.
No, I mean, as you come in this building, if you're not told about the one downstairs, you think it's the one by the lift.
I've got no idea. I don't know.
Maybe he's wandered off to that. Exactly, right?
Maybe. So he could just actually be locked out.
Just be in the loo.
Yeah.
Although you can't get locked out this corridor.
Well, then it's not that, then, is it?
I mean, I just don't know. I just don't know.
I wonder why I've upset him.
Oh, I don't know that you have.
I think he's took it the wrong way.
Maybe. Do you think?
This is a fine way to finish for Christmas.
It's Christmas as well. And we said this was the better show out of the one from earlier. So you can imagine what next week's show's like.
The next week's awful. But this was the better show, definitely.
It started well.
It's great.
Beginning, middle, that was good too. Just sort of petered out with the...
It's horrible. Well, there we go. Thanks to Ginger Johnson.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks to Dan Schreiber and James Harkin. Thanks to Jar Wobble for, you know, showed his face.
Yeah. And the great music this afternoon.
Not in the studio, but he showed his face.
We know that he was
Everyone else in this organisation has met him. So
Dan and James had a lovely time.
The one thing we can narrow it down to is the only person he didn't meet must be the one that's upset him. Because everyone else has got along famously with him.
I know, Abby came in and said she was chatting away in the green room and chat with Dan and James.
My only crime was playing his song over and over again.
Yeah.
I'm still going to play it next week.
Okay, yeah, I think you will. I think you will play it next week.
Oh. Thank you for joining us. Yeah. I'm going to go home now.
Merry Christmas.
I've decided not to go to Lego Store.
Have you really changed your mind?
Yeah. Yeah, genuinely.
No.
Genuinely. Because things feel uneasy.
Well, so you don't feel right buying £200 worth of Lego now?
Well, I didn't anyway, but... No, but you know, things now feel... The status quo feels like it's been upset.
So you don't feel like you deserve that Lego now?
Oh, no, it's not that. I definitely deserve it.
Okay, fine.
But it feels like things aren't quite right in the universe at the moment, so I don't want to go into the centre of town and, you know, it's all that.
Yeah, true.
That's my feeling.
Right. Imagine if Oliver is in the pub next door. He wouldn't be.
It could be with Dan and James.
They haven't gone to the pub.
Might have done. They did that sign, didn't they?
Yeah, that was when we finished the evening record, remember?
Well, what was today?
And we did the 6 to 8 before, didn't we?
We could have finished this a minute ago.
Merry Christmas.
We could be having this discussion.
Oh, yeah, off air.
Could
be off air. It seems like an off air discussion, doesn't it?
It does, really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And now I feel like I've got to like take it up to the moment where this music kicks in.
Okay.
See you next year, Nat.
Bye.
Bye bye. This is, of course, Jar Wobble and Bill Laswell with Fanfare for Phenomena.
You've been listening to Ian Boldsworth. For more information, go to FooBarRadio.com.
You're listening to the best of FooBar Radio.
FooBar Radio presents
Ian Boldsworth.
KSI and Randolph. Are you there, KSI?
Yo, what's up?
So, why are you having fights with people?
Well, I mean, obviously, I got to show that I'm the best boxing YouTuber on YouTube.
What is happening in Brixton?
We got a show. We got, like, our, you know, London show.
And what happens in that? Is that all singing and rapping, or is that a bit of fighting and all chucked in for good fun?
I mean, if you punched me, nothing would happen, though. I'd just be like, did a fly hit me, or... I don't know.
Look at this. I reckon if I keep pushing their buttons in the right way, they'll start fighting each other right now. That'd be all right, wouldn't it? We're joined by Katie Manning now in the studio. Nearly fell off your chair.
I'm very physical.
Good.
Did you know what I mean? I get very excited. Yeah. And for a woman of my age, that's quite scary.
How old are you? 38-ish?
Oh, yeah, darling.
Around 38.
I could be your grandma, darling, because I'm 72.
Why could you not be my girlfriend?
Yeah, do you not want to be...
Do you like an older woman, darling?
I like anyone.
who says yes.
Yeah. No, I'm like, I wouldn't have any.
I just missed my mouth then. That was maybe you should not have me.
That's a good point, actually, isn't it?
Phaser is now sat opposite me.
We're all puppets, but I like to pull my own strings.
Yeah, no, I don't think we are all puppets, though.
In the entertainment, you know, like...
Do you really think that?
Punch and Judy type thing.
Do you think? I'm not a puppet.
You can be your own puppet.
I'm not a puppet.
You're not a puppet.
What are you? You are actually a puppet. We had a guess you've been made into a puppet. He has actually been made into a puppet,
yeah,
haven't you?
Yeah, but I'm...
It wasn't like a voodoo puppet or nothing like that.
Yeah,
like
I have a big collection of voodoo dolls at home. No. And really, I've been pulling out your teeth recently in them, and you have been going to the dentist. So
I wouldn't be surprised if you did have... That actually wouldn't shock me. We're joined now by Alex Fox.
I'm not a fan of 50 Shades. Those books are not well loved by many people on the responsible fetish community scene because they depict in many ways a problematic dynamic. Least exciting erotic series that I've seen in a while. I virtually fell asleep watching those films. But
that can
also
happen after a while.
True. If I'm late for anything, it's usually I've had a wank falling asleep. A fap and a nap, as I like to call it.
Every Monday, Ian Boldsworth, from 4 p.m.
You're listening to Foobar Radio.
Foobar Radio.
We're joined now by Ed Jackson and Ollie Barclay. We're talking about this. Is it you? Were you look at this? Is it wrong? You looked
did
at the
I
screen.
Get it wrong?
It's the same screen as you've got there.
No, I was just saying it says 6,500 feet,
it's a bit
which
short
is like
the actual height.
What's the height?
The hill in Richmond Park, isn't it? It's 6,500 meters. Yeah, 21,000 feet.
Yeah.
So new money about 10,000.
Right? Yeah. You've got to understand Nat's a gigantic lady.
I'm 5'11".
So she basically doesn't see hills.
No.
She just like strides over them quite easily without any problems at all. Whereas I'm more of a normal height. And have you climbed it already? Are you doing it?
I have to make a confession here. I didn't actually climb the mountain.
Why are you in the studio?
I did. Yeah, get out, Ollie.
It's a very good question. I had to pull out about 2 weeks before because we have an event at the end of November, which has got pretty busy, so I stay behind and
you're happy to come and wallow in the glory, even though
absolutely, yeah,
you were nowhere near. This is like when end of games when people have won cups and that, and you see all the like 18 players on the pitch lifting the cup. It's like, yeah, I'm done now.
Yeah.
So you're both rugby union players. Are you both finished?
Yeah.
Bath, is that right?
Yep.
This is all I've learned. I know nothing about rugby union. All I know is that they are the enemy.
Who, Bath are?
No, Rugby Union.
Rugby Union is in general. What's your league side?
Saints. What is it?
Well, no, I used to live in Doncaster, so I was in the middle of league country up there. And as a union player up in Doncaster, you're kind of lost amongst the leagueies. But down here in London, you're lost amongst the posh union ones.
Totally. But it's more accepted. I think it's getting more accepted in London now because the London Broncos were in the Super League last year.
Yeah.
They've gone down again, but they had a fucking brilliant season. Like, they were really good. It was heartbreaking that they went down again because they had like a poor squad.
They weren't up to much for a long time, were they?
No. But they've ploughed money into them and they've got back up. But
and Toronto now as well with Sonny Bill Williams.
Yeah. Bonkers, isn't it?
Bonkers. Ten mil over 2 years.
I don't know what the actual deal is.
£2.5 million a year, I think it works out.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, that's I've heard five.
I heard he was doing it for the love of the game.
£5 million a year.
It's a shot in the arm for rugby league, that. Like, it is. I know he's played league before, you know, he's been back and forward, hasn't he, between the two. But I still think, even as a player who's, you know, the wrong side of 30, really, for rugby league, certainly, and it's like, I still think it's a major sign in that. It's a major coup there. And it has brought a load of attention. Because the chip on the rugby league shoulder is obviously you believe there's a media bias and you know, all them sort of things. And you buy into that. I've never cared about players going back and forward between league and union because that's happened forever. That's always happened. Well, Kyle Eastman went to Bath.
He was at Bath, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually lived with Kyle for a year.
Did you?
Yeah, he came and stayed with me a little.
Well, he was like our star player coming up. Yeah. You know, he was going to be the next big deal. He really was,
wasn't
yeah.
Wasn't Shantae Harpy as well?
Yeah, Harpy. We had Trev Walker came to Bath for a bit.
Yeah.
Jason as well.
They were more back end of their career at that point, weren't they?
Yeah, Kyle was the only one to really come over and make a really big move by a big announcement because he was young and sort of on fire at that stage when he left, so it was a big move for him.
Yeah, he was going to be the next big thing at Saints. Yeah. Like, he proper was our scrum half.
He's an unreal talent. Yeah.
Did you like him? I don't like him anymore.
No, I hate him. I'm glad you didn't like it.
Anyway. I'm not allowed to like
him. No, I live with him for years. He's a lovely lad.
Okay,
he's
good.
Awesome.
Good. Well, let's talk about the thing that's happened here with this climb expedition. Because the background to this is actually quite incredible, really. So what went on there?
Try and keep this brief, because it can go on for a while. But me and Ollie played together 10 years ago. Yep. We were at Bath. I went off, you know, Ollie had a bit more of a successful rugby career than me, ended up playing for England and stuff, but I still played 10 years professionally until 2.5 years ago. I picked the wrong end of the swimming pool to dive into and broke my neck.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, which left me paralysed from below the shoulders. I was resuscitated 3 times, and then in the sort of following weeks, months, sort of told I was never going to walk again, and okay. having to deal with, you know, having to come to terms with life and not being independent or being in a wheelchair for the rest of my life.
How old are you at this point?
27.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And I say that like it matters how old you are, but you know what I mean? but there is sort of, you're a professional sportsman at that point as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things coming into play there. It's shit enough for someone to experience that, and then you go, and also can't do my job, can't, you know, blah, 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 blah. So.
Yeah, it was tough because it's like, I don't know, I suppose subconsciously being. Professional sport's a weird one because it's the one thing, but from a young age, when you know you're good enough, 14, 15, whatever, everyone's telling you, right, that's what you're doing for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, oh, you come out of uni, you're like, oh, shit, what do I do next?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll give that a go, or I'll do this. And then if you don't like it, you change careers. It's like, that's all I'd done since I was like 14 or 15. That's the only place my mind was. And then all of a sudden, sort of, you know, the script gets ripped off, if you like. And
so just diving into a swimming pool?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a feature pool. Family barbecue, but it had like a waterfall in one end up off this rock face.
They were cleaning the pool at the time, so there was no water in
yeah,
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
which is
both ends were the wrong end, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just not seeing that was stupid enough, that end dining in, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
That's why you're here.
Yeah, to keep him grounded.
It was actually my pool.
Yeah.
And Edge said, if you don't work for me for free for 5 years, then I'll sue you. And I can pay out, so here I am.
Yeah, yeah.
That's,
so you got to do all the interviews. I got you.
So now Ollie's working for free, and yeah. So yeah, a bit of a change of tact. I got lucky. Like, you know,
did you know straight away you were fucked?
Yeah, I couldn't move in the pool. I nearly drowned. You know, so luckily my dad was there to pull me to the surface. And if it was Ollie, he probably would have dragged me out by my neck to save my life and made things a lot worse. But luckily, my old man's a retired GP, so he kind of knew to keep me still.
Yeah.
And then after that, I just got really lucky that everything fell into place from my old man being there to the rehab I got, to the fact there was still sort of 4 millimetres left of my spinal cord attached out of the 12.
Yeah.
So there was something to work with, and sort of bit by bit, things started coming back. And then when I left hospital, I was still in a wheelchair for, this is sort of 6 months down the line, I got asked by one of my mates' dads, who was working for a charity in Nepal, if I wanted to help raise awareness for their efforts to build a spinal unit. And I was like, yeah, cool. If, you know, any good can come from this situation, then great.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't think I'd ever actually get to go over there because Nepal's not the easiest place to be in a wheelchair.
Okay.
But when I started walking again after about a year, I went out there and fell in love with the place. Like, the people, to see how much difference we could make with such a small amount of money as well was pretty inspiring. So when I got back, I was sat on the plane and I was like, you know, I'm not just going to help raise awareness, I'm going to try and raise all the money. So we set about trying to raise 250 grand. I rang a few of my old mates, Ollie being one of them who was back in Bath, had just retired as well, said he'd help me out. So we set up M2M, stands for Millimetres to Mountains, just as a fundraising vehicle to build a spinal unit.
Right.
But things have kind of taken off since then and are developing into, we got sort of two different sides of the business. I'll let Ollie sort talk about one of them, but I do the climbs.
Okay.
Ironically, the disabled one does the climbs.
This is a really weird setup.
Yeah, and the lazy one does the parties back home.
Does the cool stuff everyone wants to go to.
FUBAR Radio presents Harriet Rose.
Duckworth is here.
Yeah.
Does it feel weird watching yourself back?
Mm-mm. As long as I'm doing well. If it's like moments where like I like totally sucked, or like my face was weird, or like, I don't know, like just something weird, like a nip slip or some shit like that. And I'm just like,
What's wrong with the nip slip?
I mean, like, there has to be an intentional nip slip. Like,
what,
it's like
Janet Jackson nip slip vibes?
Was that intentional? I don't know if that was intentional or...
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know.
Whatever it was iconic, hun.
It was great. It was iconic. It definitely was iconic. That was one of the best nip slips ever in the world.
I would say it's my favourite nip slip.
It has to be.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
Our guest is Mr. Williams.
Yes, brother.
How you doing, brother? You all right?
Yes, sir.